The reason I'm here today is to play an interview with another KHSU DJ, ironically, who performed at a festival 50 years ago this week at a place called the KFRC Fantasy Fair and Magic Mountain Music Festival. It was on Mount Tamalpais in Marin County in the Bay Area. And at the time, this was just before the birth of underground radio. KFRC was the local AM station that played rock and roll. And they put on this festival to sort of welcome in summer, basically.
Cool.
In 1967, which was the year of, you know, we know now, right now, it's a big talk about Sgt. Pepper, but it was also the Summer of Love in San Francisco. Everybody's coming here with flowers in their hair and so on and so forth.
And a psychedelic gleam in their eye, as Frank Zappa put it.
And this this festival, the bands that played there were, you know, sort of mainstream, but on the edge of it at the same time. Actually, the festival was scheduled for the weekend of June 3rd and 4th. It rained. And back in the day, I guess they just decided, well, we'll do it over. You know, today, it's like if your festival gets rained out, that's just, you have a disclaimer on the tickets that says rain or shine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'd put it off. So a few of the bands that were scheduled didn't play, but they just replaced them with somebody equally famous. So the Doors were one of the headliners. The Fifth Dimension, they, you know, just had the dawn of the Age of Aquarius hair. And every band in the Bay Area that had a name was part of the lineup.
Sounds pretty awesome. And we're here because on this fine interview we're about to play, you're actually in conversation with Halima the Dreamer.
Yes, who is on tomorrow on KHSU in this time slot.
Yeah, you can always catch her Thursdays doing ethnic excursions right here on KHSU. But 50 years ago, she was on stage as part of a short-lived kind of folk rock duo, as I understand it, right?
Right. Blackburn and Snow.
Blackburn and Snow.
And what, maybe we should just let her explain from there.
Yeah, I think we're going to kick it on over. I understand this has some bed music, so I'm going to fade down mine and start this up.
Okay, sounds good.
Bob Doran in conversation with Halima the Dreamer, coming up.
Okay, we're in the Hum Studios of Bob Doran with Halima the Dreamer, who's a KHSU DJ, member of the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir, and I don't know what else. That's probably enough for now. But we're going to actually jump into the time machine and go back 50 years to the Summer of Love, 1967. And on the occasion of they call it the Magic Mountain Music Festival. I think it was a little more complicated than that. KFRC Fantasy Fair and Magic Mountain Music Festival on Mount Tamalpais, where you were on the bill.
Yes, I was on the bill with Blackburn and Snow.
And what was Blackburn and Snow?
Basically, Blackburn and Snow was a duo. It was Jeff Blackburn, and my name at the time was Sherry Snow. We had been together since 65, something like that. We'd been performing around the area in clubs, No Name Bar, all kinds of places like that. We had recorded an album, about 20 songs worth, I think, between 66 and 67. We'd put out one single that was Stranger in a Strange Land, that wonderful song that was actually written by David Crosby, but Frank Werber, the owner of Trident Records and our producer, he bought it from David when David needed money. So they gave it a different name. Omar, somebody, was supposedly the composer of that song. But of course, Stranger in a Strange Land came from the book by Robert Heinlein, Stranger in a Strange Land.
Right, Grok. Grokking.
Grok in Fullness, My Water Brother.
Yes, I remember the book. It was very popular around that time, or maybe just before that.
I think 65 was really when, or maybe even 64. I think actually 64, it became really popular. All the cool people were reading it, all the hip young people.
Well, I think of it as sort of part and parcel of the hippie era.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, we didn't call ourselves hippies. That was something you get named by the others.
A dozen cold bags, give it almost a second thought. Itching for my eyes, two sides of surprise, telling me what is his or not. Telling me what is his or not. Don't whiffle, 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 and it's gonna go there. You can see them in the setting sun. Don't whiffle, 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 and it's gonna go there. You can see them in the setting sun.
Okay. You can correct these rumors I've heard. You had an opportunity to join the Jefferson Airplane at one point. Is that true?
When I was first with Jeff Blackburn, when we were first creating our group, I had lived in a house with Paul Kantner and a bunch of other musicians at one point in, I think, 1965. He called me up. We weren't living in the same house at that point. He called me up.
Paul
Kantner called me, asked me if I would be interested in singing with the Jefferson Airplane, because Signe, their female singer, was leaving the band. They were looking for someone. I was really happy singing with Jeff. I said, no, thank you for asking, but no. Now, that doesn't mean they were asking me to be a member of the band. Just would I be interested? And if I'd said yes, then I would have probably tried out with them.
You're taking it easy, and it's so plain to see. You're in no hurry, and there's no need to be.
About this festival in particular, what happened with you?
Well,
we should explain a little bit about this festival. It had a pretty major lineup. The Doors played there, Fifth Dimension,
all the San Francisco bands played there.
Jefferson Airplane, Country Joe and the Fish.
And the not very well-known group Blackburn and Snow. So we were lucky to be part of that. We were totally part of the scene. We knew everybody. I mean, you know, I hung out with Jerry Garcia and Paul Kantner and all those people years before when I was at San Jose State.
So what was your experience of that day? Do you remember?
I remember a little. Of course, I'm a product of the 60s, and as they say, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. But it was a beautiful day. I remember that weekend. It was a gorgeous weekend, absolutely beautiful. There were just people everywhere, and there were big lawns. It was outside, and there were these big lawns that people are spreading out on. And basically, I just remember it was so cool. Because, of course, 100,000 people were going to come to the Summer of Love in San Francisco, and sure enough, they did. I remember being on stage playing, and you know, getting a good response from people.
Yeah, probably a short set because there were so many bands.
There were so many bands. It was probably about 3 or 4 songs, I think, we did.
Your hit single.
Our hit single, Stranger in a Strange Land. I am a stranger, in a strange land. In a strange land. Traveling through here to find what love I can.
The love I find becomes still shines in the back of my mind. My mind goes high. My mind goes low. To find my brothers and help the others to grow.
And a sister.
So the lyrics were by David Crosby, because I know
the lyrics and the melody. He wrote the whole song.
Yeah, well, I know the Byrds actually recorded it as an instrumental. So I thought maybe he just wrote the music. But
that's actually on the album that I was showing you. The interesting thing is, we recorded all this music in '66 and '67, and in '67. We decided we didn't want to be with Trident anymore because they wanted to make us, we could be pretty funny when we were loose, and they wanted us to be the next Sonny and Cher.
Uptown, downtown, what a way to come down, living in the city so long. Inside, outside, could not make it if you tried, living in the city so long.
We didn't want a persona, we just wanted to be us. We recorded all this music, and then we, after one single, maybe two singles, I can't recall, but we left it. And actually all the music that Jeff had written then became the property of Frank Wilbert, because that was part of the agreement of getting out of the contract without breaking, in quote, breaking our contract.
So but the whole album was his.
The whole album was his.
Okay, so you're a folk duo, then you had a band to produce this album.
Well, yes, we were a folk duo, but with a folk rock feel. So we had a band, a lead guitarist. We recorded with Jerry McGee and the Candy Stick Warriors or something like that. Candy Stick. Did you write that down?
Yeah, the Candy Store Prophets.
The Candy Store Prophets.
Which was, according to this blogger anyway, the same band that backed the Monkees.
Jerry McGee was one of the primo guitarists, and with his taste was so beautiful, his licks, his ear for music, incredible. If you listen to the CD on some of the songs, there's this one called Time, and it became a kind of a country song. And dee 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 dee. I mean, just so tasteful.
Have to insert here, according to this blogger, not me, but according to this blogger, that was his number two single.
Yeah.
That came out after the summer, so October that year. And then shortly thereafter, he split up, and that was the end of the band.
That's right. Well, it was personal dissolving of our relationship, and then we had been a couple for 3+ years. That ended the band, essentially. Well, we tried to continue with the band, but it was too difficult.
Think before you're in too deep. What you earn is what you keep.
In 1989, a man named Alec Palau, from the Bay Area, he's English. He was working with Ace Records out of England. They decided to do a whole retrospective of bands from the 60s from the Bay Area. He wanted to include us. So he was traveling in, I think, New Mexico, found Frank Werber. Well, it was intentional, of course. Ace Records bought all the tapes, all the masters, all the everything, and then contacted me and wanted to produce a CD.
It could never be like it used to be when you meant something to me. Think of someone beside yourself or you'll be left here all by yourself.
That's the hum for this time. Bob Doran talked to KHSU DJ Halima the Dreamer, formerly Sherry Snow of Blackburn and Snow, about the Magic Mountain Music Festival and the Summer of Love. We heard excerpts of the Blackburn and Snow songs Sure or Sorry, Post-War Baby, Taking It Easy, Stranger in a Strange Land, Uptown Downtown, Time, and Think from the album Blackburn and Snow, available from Ace Records. The Hum is produced by Bob Dorn and John Harden. Thanks for listening.
You think this, I'll do too well. You got